Scott, Mr. Jerry here, KI4KCX, and he makes his home down in Gray Court. And Jerry, it's good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. And we'll keep trying as long as we keep getting one. So we'll go one more time, Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for tonight. And again, I'd like to thank everybody for being patient and coming by and checking in with me. But at this time, this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick, Miss Elise, and Annette. We had a good day today. You were talking about your glasses. You get new glasses. They called Friday morning and said mine were ready. But Joy has an appointment with the eye doctor tomorrow. So I said, well, I'm not going to make two trips. I'll just wait and pick mine up on Monday when we ride over there. So I'm looking forward to getting my new glasses. Mine are bifocals as well. But I don't know if you wear the progressive lens or not. I kind of like those. They tried to put me in the line bifocals to start with, and I couldn't wear those. That line drove me absolutely insane. And so they changed them over to the progressives, and I put them on and didn't have any trouble with them. Now, Joy, on the other hand, they put her in progressives, and it drove her crazy. So I guess it's... I don't know what it is. It's the way your brain receives it, I guess, there, Patrick.
Roger that. Well, it's causing a short circuit between my brain. I'm struggling with them. I got them Tuesday, and this is the first pair of glasses I've ever owned other than readers. And they are the no-line progressive bifocals. But I'm struggling with the fact that there's only just a little strip up the center that I can see out of, and I don't know if I just cock my head normally to look at stuff or what, but it's not where I look, and I'm having to turn my head a different way, and it's messing with my depth perception. So I'm just having a all around good time with them.
T-H-R-O-N.
Patrick.
Go ahead, Ed.
I tried the progressive and didn't like it because my field of view was limited. It sounds like that's what you're dealing with. I also got a set of glasses and found out that the prescription was incorrectly cut. You might take them back to your optician and make sure that they've cut them correctly. Over.
I appreciate that, but being that I've never wore glasses before, I was trying to be hesitant and give them some time and see if I could get used to them before I went down that route. But it seems like there's just a small strip up the center that is actually usable.
Too, I didn't have the field of view I wanted for reading, for example. But it takes a while to get used to them, just like the bifocals or trifocals. It takes a while to get used to them, so give it some time. If after a week or so it doesn't seem right, then go back and find out what's going on. Over.
Comment.
I can comment. And Miss Ed, do you want me to check you in tonight?
Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I was on the Anderson repeater. We were talking there. He was doing a HF test tonight to see what they can do there in that area, like from a simplex standpoint. They tried that a couple weeks ago, and nobody could hear anybody without the repeater. So we tried it tonight with HF, and that was a little more successful. Over.
Well, thank you for being here with me, Ed. And we'd like to recognize WD8RON. That is Mr. Ed up here in Brevard. And Ed, it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. And let me catch this next commenter here, and I'll be back to you, Gary. Go ahead, comment.
KL4HKX, KC4EZN, when you say there's a section in the middle that you can't see, are you talking about a vertical or a horizontal section?
Vertical section up the glass, is that that's all I can see, but if you look just off to the left or right, it gets blurry again, and I just, it messes with me.
I think I'd go back to where I got them and ask the question. I've worn progressives for probably the last 40 years. When I got mine, I had bifocals, and we got computers at work, which it was a 386. I don't know if you were born then yet or not, Patrick, but I had a problem in that I could either use my upper lenses and scoot as far away from the computer monitor as the curly cord on the keyboard would allow me, or I could scoot up and get about, I don't know, a foot and a half or 2 feet from the monitor and tilt my head back so I could see through the lower lenses, because they were basically for reading, where you know, if you're sitting and the paper's down on the desk, you're going to look down. That was the way they worked. And I went back to the eye doctor and said something, Verilux was the brand name. I says, with Verilux. And that was the way we went, and it took me, I'm going to say, somewhere a little bit less than a week. I kind of felt like the Stormtroopers in Star Wars, where they had that little light that went back and forth. My head was nodding up and down until I finally, my brain memorized, okay, if you're going to look at a book, your eyes are going to move down, your head may tilt up a hair till you see that perfect place. And then when you look off in the distance, your head kind of tilted down and your eyes move up and you see in the distance. And after about a week, it became automatic. So, but that's a horizontal strip in there. You know, if I look through the bottom of the lens in the distance, it's fuzzy. And if I look through the top of the lens up close, it's fuzzy. And in between is where it worked. I think I'd go back and ask the question. You know, I could see if you were having trouble, you know, up and down, because that down's where you see close and up's where you see far away. But right and left, I'd go back and ask the question. I'll bounce that back to you, Patrick. KO4HKX, KC4EZM.
That. Like I said, I was just trying to give it some time and see if it was me, but I've got them on right now. And as long as I stay, I don't know, about arm length away from the computer, I can do okay with it. As long as I look through the dead center of the glasses and I'm looking straight at the computer, but if I'm off center just the least little bit, it's blurry again. And I've got to hunt and try to find that one little spot. And it's just, I don't know, I went back and got my other readers that were just readers so I could get through the net tonight. Comment.
You might also consider getting a separate pair of glasses made just for the computer, because the range is pretty much the same, and you might have it a bifocal for reading the book below the computer screen, but you could have the actual lens cut so that a larger area is focused on the screen. Over.
That, I think that may be what's best, because I can still wear my readers and see the computer fine. But if I look down, I see the keyboard. If I put my new glasses on and look down, I see the keyboard good. Then I got to raise my head to see the screen. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'll figure it out and get comfortable with it here for a long. But I'm going to move back over here and get back to Gary for right now. And I appreciate you and Harry coming by and trying to help me out here. But Gary, you still around there?
That's KX and the net, KI4DOS. Yeah, I'm still here, Patrick. The folks over there, when I got, well, years ago, I'm like Harry. I've been wearing them forever. But when I was told to, you know, when I got mine, they said that you get in a comfortable position, And, you know, if you wear the line bifocals, it's like Ed said, you lose the 2 feet between your, or 18 inches, something like that, between your reading, where you're reading a book, and then you look up to the way out in the distance. In the meantime, that the progressives would fill in that bare spot. If you had blind bifocals, you would go from one to the other, and you would miss that intermediate area. And it does take some getting used to. I had a hard time at first because I wanted to tilt my head and look down while I was reading. And they said, no, pretty much keep your head in one position and just move your eyes. And I said, oh, okay, we'll try that. And I will say this, though, my progressives, when I'm driving, I can look down a little bit, and the dashboard is real clear. If I look all the way down through the readers, then it gets blurry. If I look up too far, it gets blurry. So you do have to move your head a little bit every once in a while. But we all do that anyway. We just don't realize it. I hope you have a lot of success with your glasses. I really do. I know that I'm looking forward to getting my upgrades as far as that goes. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that come tomorrow. And then what else did I do today? Oh, I sat down and watched the race this afternoon out in Fontana, California. It's the last race they're going to have there. They sold most of the racetrack area. I don't know how many acres and stuff they had out there, but they sold a bunch of it. Kept enough to make a short track, they said. And then they were going to lease or rent the parking places. But that's the last race on that racetrack after today. They were going to have another race after the big one, and that was for the Xfinity people. And then that was going to be the last, absolute last one. But I can't remember how many billions of dollars they sold that land for, but it's right outside Los Angeles, so I can understand that.
That I can understand that costing money, but they're probably glad to get rid of them too. You never know, that group out there. But I like to say, with these glasses, I know it's going to take a little while, and I'm just trying to give it time and get used to them, wearing them as much as I can possibly wear them, but still get things done. And I've tried to drive a little bit with them on, and I do okay with that because I'm looking straight out anyway, and that doesn't tend to bother me. But when I sit down at the desk or I'm doing something, I'm struggling to find the right spot. So maybe I'll get it figured out here this week.
Well, and it's like Terry and Ed said that if you were having trouble with the area that's in your lens, take them back to the folks and say, hey, look, this is the only area I can see in. Is that supposed to be that way? I'm like Harry. I've been wearing mine so long, it's just an old hat to me. But I can't tell the difference every once in a while. You know, when the prescription changes, I'll be reading and stuff. I have to move my arms further out or whatnot. Anyway, I hope you get that all straightened out and you're able to wear those. I know you probably like me in that sense. You don't really want to wear glasses. I talked to my ophthalmologist about contacts, and he said, well, he said, the kind of work you do, I was working in the warehouse at that point in time and driving. He said, the kind of work you do, he said, you're not a good candidate for contacts. And I said, why? These other guys in the warehouse that wear them, he says, yeah, but they don't have your particular problems with your eyes, I guess. And I said, okay. I said, you the doctor, I'll have to go by what you say. So he wouldn't even talk to me about contact lenses. So I've been stuck with my glasses, and I said, well, if I got to wear them, I got to. So put in my head that one way or the other, I was going to learn to wear them, and I finally did.
I think that's kind of what it's going to take for me, is I'm just going to have to be persistent in it, because I hate wearing sunglasses. I hate having anything on my face like that. It just drives me nuts. So I'm pretty sure it's just me trying to get used to everything. But like everything in life, it change is inevitable, and I'm glad to be getting older instead of not being able to. So I'll leave it at that one. And so I'm going to enjoy the ride as long as I can.
Another comment, Patrick. If you keep on getting a little bit older, they will talk about cataract surgery. I had that, I guess it's been 2 years ago now, and right now I'm sitting in front of my radio and my computer screen, and my glasses are laying on the table. Now, if I pick up a book, especially if it's small print, I have to put my glasses on and use the bottom of the lens, and then I also have astigmatism. Without my glasses on, I don't have any trouble seeing, but I just start developing a headache because those eye muscles are working to keep me focused. But you've still got something to look forward to. You may come to a time when you can not wear them as much. So all hope is not gone, Patrick. Just hang in there. KO4HKX, KC4EZN.
Thanks for the encouragement there, Harry, and I do appreciate it. And once she said once I got used to them, I wouldn't have to wear them all the time. It's just I've got a weak reader and another mid-range, I guess, is the best way to put it. But out distance, I can see fine. I don't have to wear them while I'm driving, so that's a good thing. Because, like I said, I've done some of it on some of these roads around up here where there's not a lot of traffic this weekend, and I made it home.
Bad, KC4EZN.
This is KO4, net control.
Just thought y'all was in happy hour over here. I heard Gary. But anyway, check in N4DME, Paul, and AA4QS, Alpha Alpha 4 Quicksilver. That's Dawn. We're both over here in Tacoma, and I'll hang around for a few comments.
Can you give me those calls one more time? A little bit slower, because I don't know if you've been listening, but I've got a new pair of glasses, and I'm struggling with them.
Bless your heart. But, yeah, I've been listening. That's what I finally got the urge to come over here and check in. The call sign is November 4, distance measuring equipment. November 4, Delta Mike Echo. And Alpha Alpha 4, Quebec Sierra, the AE4QS. That's Donald. And I know what you're going through there. I used to wear glasses back when I was in high school, and I finally made the jump to contacts. And, you know, since I got used to wearing contacts 24/7, I can't go back to glasses.
Zulu India 4, Lima Zulu Inch, KI4LZI, and Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. I'll be monitoring, but main thing is that those glasses don't mess you up when you're driving, but what you said, you're okay there, so it's just your fine reading.
All right, let me recognize these right quick. First off, we'd like to recognize Paul, N4DME, and he brings along with him AA4QS, Mr. Donald, and they make it home down in Tacoma. And, Paul, it's good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and hanging out with us there and checking in with me. Sorry it took so long here. I got hung up on talking about these glasses and wasn't paying attention. Then we'd like to recognize Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. He makes his home in Table Rock. And, Andy, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me also. Here, was there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in. Kilo, Julia.
Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victoria, this is Al in Gastonia. I'm actually on a 5-watt handheld with outside antenna, checking in with you from Gastonia, North Carolina. Over.
Can you call one more time?
Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victoria, KJ4YEV, over.
All right, I got it that time, Al. Thank you. We'd like to recognize KJ4YEV as Mr. Al up in Gastonia. And, Al, you're making a good trip on a 5-watt handheld. You're doing a good job. Got a little bit of white noise with you, but you're perfectly readable. I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. We'll give one more try here, Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right. With nothing being heard there, we'll move back up here to KI4DOS. Gary, you still around?
HKX in the net, KI4DOS. Yeah, I'm still here. We'll say hello to my hero, Al, up there in Gastonia. Checking in from up there with 5 watts. that's a superpower there. But that's about all I've got over here. I know you got some other folks want to talk to you. I'm glad you got your new glasses. I hope you get accustomed to them in a timely fashion to where you can wear them and they don't bother you too bad. And like I said, I'll be going tomorrow to get my new ones and get my upgrades. And we'll go from there. But other than that, Patrick, sound like you got a super good net going. I appreciate you calling it. And tell Miss Elise we said hello. We'll be talking to you a little bit later. 7-3, my friend. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
Will you tell Miss Joy we said hello? And always a pleasure to talk to you. And we still need to get together one week, one day, and catch lunch. But with that, have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments?
He's going to be around, Patrick, KI4DOS.
Thank you, Gary. Paul, N4DME, you still around there? This is KO4HKX.
Here. No, I was just listening to you and Gary and a few others out there. Just hanging out here, pilling on the computer and brainstorming about some things like I had on the agenda. But I tell you, that you got to take care of your eyes. And, you know, we always grow up saying, you know, if you eat carrots, you know, it helps your eyes. But they never do tell you how many carrots you got to eat to have healthy eyes. So do you have to eat a bag full or a truck full or a semi-trailer full or, you know, just exactly how much carrots do you have to eat to keep your eyes healthy? Because, you know, they say the beta carotene, I think it is what keeps your eyes healthy. But, of course, we all know so as soon as when you get to a certain age, everything just falls apart anyway. I don't even think super glue could hold it together. But I wore glasses for a number of years, and I finally took the plunge and got contacts, and it took me a while because I tried several different brands of contacts, and I finally liked one that I liked and stuck with it, because you got different brands, you got different thicknesses, and, you know, they're pores too, and you know, you got something you wear in, you take out, and you can't wear them at night, or not supposed to wear them at night. And you got something you can wear at night. So, I mean, there's different varieties out there. But the ones I've got, I put them in, and, you know, I've had them in for, a month at a time, maybe. I take them out every once in a while when I get tired of them or want to let my eyes rest. I'll take them out and stick my glasses on, like on the weekends or something when I'm not doing nothing. But it's rough trying to get used to glasses.
Finding that out. I'm with you on the, once you reach a certain age, everything just seems to fall apart. Super glue and duct tape won't hold it together.
I know they always say, you know, as soon as you turn 40, everything's downhill. And I guess with my luck, I didn't have to wait to 40. Mine turned to 39 with open heart surgery. Had a triple bypass at 39 back 6 years ago. But and then, of course, you know, I had a stent put in first of the month, and then I had another stent put in last Tuesday, or this past Tuesday, I should say. And then I go back to the doctor Tuesday of this coming week, so I've definitely been making a lot of trips up and down the road, but I still got a lot of more surgeries to go due to this doctor that I've got. I don't know why they don't do everything at one time, but now their routine that they're seeing is, you know, they do one at a time. But, you know, every doctor's different. But anyway, yep, it's definitely, everything's downhill after you hit 40.
I agree with that one, Paul. I'll be 48 in May, so. And at 40, everything turned downhill. I know there's some out there that say, oh, y'all are still young, but I need a knee replacement. I've got a collapsed disc in my neck, and now my eyes are going, so. That moving your head up and down, trying to chase these glasses around, is aggravating my neck and shoulders.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this a long time ago, actually, and of course I still think about it, you know, from time to time when the subject comes up. But I have come to a conclusion, again, this is a conclusion, just a theory, that people that, you know, that use their minds more so than their body physically, they age quicker and faster. People that, you know, that's been in sales, you know, where they've held a position where they use their mind and not their bodies, more or less, and they age faster than the ones that out here building houses or construction or, you know, working on the roads or, you know, physically using their body, because the ones that physically use their body, they're not using their mind, so it's kind of just like in cruise control, more or less. But their bodies age faster because they're using their bodies more, and, you know, vice versa, people who's using their minds more age faster because they're using it more, and their bodies stay younger. So, you know, it's 6-1, half a dozen another, I guess.
Well, I fall into that weak mind and strong back category. growing up, nothing but hard work till I bought this tool franchise, and now I just sit right around in a truck. So put in some long hours, but the work's not too hard physically demanding anymore.
Majority of the jobs I've had to use my mind because it's been in sales, and I've had to use my mind more than others. And of course, I did work for maybe two companies I worked for over the years that were stressful on the body because of the production level we had to do and everything. But, you know, it just goes, of course, it all depends on how well you take care of your body and eat the right stuff and exercise and, you know, kind of balance everything out, I guess. Which, you know, it eventually, I mean, when you really break down to it, it just, you know, life has become a full-time job.
To that. Well, Paul, is there anything else tonight? I'm going to get ready for bed. 5 o'clock is going to come off early in the morning, so I'm going to go ahead and close it out here if you don't have anything else, sir.
No, that's about it. I'm just sitting here listening to you and Gary and everybody talk about glasses and contacts. And Gary, you want to try to get you some contacts. You might like it. Of course, I don't know what all problems you're dealing with, but you never know. But anyway, appreciate you calling the net and all the fine work you do there to support the hobby, and hope everybody had a good weekend and back to the old grindstone, as they say tomorrow, for the ones that have to. N4DME.
Paul, good night, and good to hear you tonight, and always a pleasure when you come by and check in with me. But with that, have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? At Paul's, we'll assume we got everybody, and nobody, no more comments. So give me just a minute, and I'll send my net report, and be right back. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s, and good nights to all. And again, I thank everybody for coming by and checking in with me and taking that time. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.